Farrah Abraham is suing MTV and Teen Mom OG for $5 million, saying for harassment that she's been sex shamed.
Sex
shamed? Sex shamed, I guess. It's a new thing because she wanted to be, she's done porn before.
Okay.
So at a meeting, she was sex shamed by the producer of MTV's Teen Mom show.
Was it that they didn't want her?
And then they've severed ties as well.
Oh. Well, because I saw an episode.
Of Teen Mom?
She was in it recently.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I thought she wasn't in it. But then she, Abraham, is it Abraham?
Farrah Abraham.
Was a complete biatch to one of the producers. And like was sitting in the back of the car. She was a half hour late. She's like, don't get in my face. I mean, she was like, she thought she was everything. And this producer's like, what?
She was like that on Teen Mom before she was, well, I don't think she's anybody now.
But she's rich now.
Yeah, she's rich now. But she was like that when she just was on Teen Mom. Do you remember
how
horrible she was to her mom?
Yes, but not like this. This is like, Katie, where I'm like, how could they even deal with that? And I guess they haven't.
They haven't.
And on that's why, if anything, they severed ties, in my opinion, the way she acts.
Right, no, 100%. Mm-hmm. And they should have severed ties when she released this song. Here it comes.
Awful.
That's English.
Uh-huh.
That is
horrible. That was in English.
Her poor daughter.
I know.
Her poor daughter has Farrah Abraham as a role model.
Yeah, sad.
That's sickening.
And she is going around to different strip clubs doing a performance and a signing, too, to make extra money.
That's when we had her on the show. She was here or some close to here, Charlotte, at one of the strip clubs, and she came on our show.
Yeah, and we tricked her. Also, we told her we were also a British show as well.
Yes,
we did one where she thought she was talking to us, and she was.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a back-to-back interview with our sister station in England.
Yeah.
And we did the entire interview with British accent.
Right. And our names were exactly the same.
It was Jared and Katie in the morning in England.
In the UK, and then here.
And she tweeted about it. She's like, oh, I'm so excited to be on in London today.
We're like, oh, yeah, us too.
We should replay that sometime. It's really stupid. Good. We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
So how does this work? I mean, you know, when in entertainment, my understanding is if they don't want you or they don't think you're good for the show anymore, they can get rid of you.
Or, yeah, they don't like what you're doing.
Right. She's claiming several different things. One, she's claiming harassment, and then she's also claiming gender discrimination and sexual harassment, which is different than ordinary harassment. Ordinary harassment is governed state to state. The laws are different in every state, but it essentially follows a theme of if you are into the point where someone threatens you, intimidates you, and puts you in fear of your safety, then you can come after them both criminally and civilly in most states for harassment. And of course, sexual harassment, she's not saying that it's not the type where she was propositioned to have sex and then her job was affected by her refusal. What she's saying is they're treating her differently because she's a woman, then they've treated men in the same situation. Mm. And that's what she's getting at here. And she'll have to show that. You know, so if there are guys on some of these reality shows that have wanted to do porn and they let them do it and they didn't fire them, then she might have a case there. But that's going to be kind of hard to prove, and I doubt that that's the case.
And do you think, do you think with, like, if I've actually seen part of the episode, and she was like, it looked like, and I know you can edit and they can show whatever they want to show, but it looked like she was impossible to even work or deal with. Can that be brought into the case to say, no, this is the reason why?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, her behavior, her difficulty, and also entertainment industry contracts have had morals clauses in them, whereby the producers and anyone connected on the, you know, on the production side of a contract can call in and say, hey, we're going to cancel this talent, this contract with you, because you've done something in your personal life that brings, you know, shame, moral questions about your conduct. And so they absolutely, I'm sure, have a morals clause in there. Just about every entertainment contract has something like that. And doing porn is one of those things that would fall into that. Or having a sex tape emerge about you, or, you know, that sort of thing. But she's going to have to show that they treated her differently because of her gender. And, you know, this thing with, you know, supposedly the producers got in her face and scared her and threatened her and whatnot. But as you said, it looks like her conduct was pretty aggressive and pretty difficult. And I wonder, is this just a stunt that's a part of the storyline of the show?
Could
because
be.
These things are so scripted. It's and I true. Wonder about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
About that.
Dang, Lisa Lanier, that's why you're the professional.
I know. We're like, everything's real.
Yeah, it's all real on reality TV, right?
Well, to be fired for a moral clause for Teen Mom, that's pretty rough. Because they have Janelle Evans, who admitted to doing drugs while pregnant.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You have Amber Portwood, who's still on the show after she physically abused mm-hmm. on camera her boyfriend. So, I mean,
it's
but.
It's not a quality group.
No.
By any means.
I mean, there's some on there that's okay,
bar,
but those are not.
The bar is set pretty low.
It's a low bar.
The bar yeah.
is
set very low.
Let's say you didn't even have a contract. Just by knowing what you're getting into, knowing what kind of show it is, isn't there some, like, oh, there's going to be some more leeway here? This is not working at McDonald's or Burger King. This
right.
is, like, a lot of backstory, a lot of drama, without even that contract, knowing that. Does that represent anything as well?
Well, you know, these morals clauses are very broadly worded, and so it really gives the companies, the production companies, a lot of latitude to say, you know, what you're doing is questionable. But as you said, there's been a ton of questionable behavior already on this show. And they haven't kicked any of those people off. And so maybe that kind of goes to her argument a little bit here. You know, hey, you're singling me out for some reason. But it has to be a reason that has to do with her gender and treating similarly situated men differently.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times where just, they can just literally say, yeah, we don't think you fit a part of the storyline. It might not get us the ratings that we want to get, in our opinion. We don't want you on our show.
Absolutely. Right.
It happens in movies, TV shows all the time.
It
happens in radio shows.
All right. Oh, dang it. I had a good question. I heard,
by the way, that she's already been replaced on the show.
Oh, has she? Oh.
Yeah, there's a girl who's already signed on to replace her.
Let me ask Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, this. Do you think that MTV will just settle for a lower amount just to get it to go away, or do you think they'll fight this?
They may settle it. You know, a lot of these things get settled, and she's probably going to settle if she, you know, I would bet that she's not looking for a lot of money here, because she probably is looking at this like it's pretty weak, and I would not think that she would hold out for big bucks. So, you know, they may look at it and say, you know what, it's going to cost us X amount of dollars to hire a bunch of attorneys to defend this. Why don't we offer her that? That's called a cost of defense settlement, and it really means that they're not taking on any risk. And they're paying out something that they would have had to pay the lawyers anyway.
Well, that makes sense. All right. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. If you're injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT. Or just look for a picture at 1075KZL.com. Just click on there. She has offices all over the state of North Carolina.